My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the undisputed star of The Capitol Steps, and they are, of course, Washington's premier musical satirists, who are also out with their brand new CD, Desperate House Members, Sometimes the Opposite of Progress is Congress. Very good there, Elena. Pro and con. How are you?
I'm fine. Happy one-year anniversary of the BP oil spill.
Yes, yes. I was actually in New Orleans earlier this week, and that, while I was there, it was the anniversary of the explosion, and now it's the at the end of the week here on Friday, the anniversary of the rupturing of the line. So I'm sure you've differentiated your anniversaries appropriately.
Oh, maybe we'll have the anniversary of every attempted capping, too, and all that sort of thing. It's going to be a lot of them.
Yeah, I got to think this is like a candy store for liberals, because not only is it Earth Day today for them, but it's also the anniversary of this tragedy in the Gulf. So it's like they can always like intertwine these two things. And, you know, I didn't hear the news reports. I don't know if you did, Elena, but I'm told that if Al Gore sees his shadow today, we could get four more weeks of spring.
And I think most days Al Gore sees his shadow. You know, he's gotten to be a big guy.
He has. And I must admit, I did not. I stole that one off of Twitter.
Oh, okay.
which is humbling in its own right, to have to admit that. Not only did I not come up with that myself, I stole it off of Twitter.
Do you tweet?
From time to time, yes.
Do you have followers?
I do have followers.
Wow. Well, you have great power. With great power comes great responsibility.
Exactly. Thank you. Right. Thank you for that. And I believe one of my followers is the Capitol Steps. At least I'm following you.
Okay. Well, please use it for your power for good and not evil. We'd appreciate that.
Doing my best. But it is this anniversary of the BP oil spill that the Capitol Steps are going to be referring to in our musical selection today. It cut off their brand new CD, and by brand new, I mean I can still smell the freshness of the CD cover here, Desperate House Members. It's called Under BP. I would imagine this is pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, it starts out with a visit from Tony Hayward, who was one of our favorite characters of last year.
The guy who wanted his life back, right?
That's right. Why did bad things always happen to him?
That and Heck of a Job Brownie, I think, are the two most cringing Gulf Coast disaster comments we've ever heard. So.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Good evening, Americans. I'm Tony Hayward of British Petroleum. Now then, as you... Oh, blast. Seemed to have had a little spill. Oh, well, I'm sure it will clean itself up nicely. Now then, as you may have heard, we had the teeniest of kerfuffles when it comes to extracting oil from your Gulf. And many of you Americans, with your faulty understanding of the term football and your annoyingly straight teeth, seem to think that I should have cut short my weekend with my son on our 52-foot yacht, which is the smaller of our yachts. We usually reserve that one to bring scones and crumpets to the even larger yacht, so the staff there can enjoy a high tea and then come serve us on the even larger yacht, which didn't happen. So, I've suffered too. Now, we're happy to report that we have indeed capped the leak, and it seems to be holding very nicely, and we have contained the spill to the planet Earth. So, you're welcome. Now, in the Every Cloud Has a Silver Lining department, we discovered a naturally absorbent material there in the Gulf while we were there. This natural absorbent material is able to absorb many times its own weight in spilt oil. This natural material is called the brown pelican. Oh, come on, it's brown already. Now, we know how fond you Yanks are of your sitcoms. So while we were there, we decided to develop a sitcom based on the Little Mermaid, and it takes place in the Cajun Delta. It stars a shrimp and a blue crab. It asks the musical question, can they get along in a sticky situation? Well, let's find out, shall we?
Down here in Louisiana, BP says that they won't scrimp on saving Americana. Like me, I'm a Cajun shrimp.
They say there'll be no fish slaughter, that they'll make my home pristine.
But can BP clean the water when they can't keep their restrooms clean? Uh-oh, under the sea. We're covered in croon here, thanks to BP. You think this is a disaster? You're thinking that I won't thrive. But hey, if you folks can't eat me, then maybe I'll stay alive.
If she's like a well-oiled engine and smells like a Jiffy Lube,
that means I can swim with sturgeons instead of a bouillon cube.
Uh-oh. Finally we're free. We're gonna take a southern vacation. This place will flee.
Because of this huge oil dump, I won't be eaten by Forrest Gump.
You'll see a shocked whale since she's not cocktail.
You must shampoo me before you chew me.
We'll say farewell fish because we're shellfish, just like BP.
Oh, Elena. I hope they're still doing well.
You don't like the pre-blackened shrimp idea, huh?
Yeah, I like pre-blackened shrimp, but it's not that kind of pre-blackened shrimp, I guess. What else
well,
you guys...
Sounds like things are getting back there. We're glad for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. People down there seem to be rolling with it. I don't know if you can say that they're all the way back, certainly, but they've definitely made some progress. And I'm sure you guys are all excited about... Donald Trump potentially getting into the presidential race?
We are. We're having trouble finding the right wig because nobody sells a wig quite that bad, but we're working on it.
Somebody's going to earn their paycheck this month.
That's right.
Elena, have a great Easter, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them online at capsteps.com, or you can pick up a brand new copy of their CD, Desperate House Members.